We are in the season of Easter, and our texts have been in those days following the resurrection. But today our text is actually from 3 days before Easter. As Jesus is preparing his disciples for his departure from them, he's going to tell them what goes on in this period after Easter. In John 13, he says, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you." A few years ago, it struck me, you mean this is the first time that Jesus has said that? Love one another as I have loved you? And it is. 3 days while he is still with them, 3 days before Easter. Because up until this point, it's been the disciples watching Jesus, listening to him, and loving Jesus. And now Jesus is saying, in my absence, what you are to do is to love one another as you have loved me, as I have loved you. This is now the new mission, the new way of thinking about things. He loves them, and he shows them this by washing their feet. He shows them this by telling them the truth, that Judas will betray him, that Peter will betray him. The disciples are anxious about the future. They don't know what their life will be like without Jesus. They were feeling like orphans. What's going to happen now? We're going to hear the text today, first in Karen, and then in English.
Amen.
Again, he is telling his disciples this at the Last Supper, the last time that he will be with them in the way that he has been with them for the last 3 years. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. How often we as parents have said that, huh? If you love me, you will obey my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper who will stay with you forever. This is the Spirit who reveals the truth about God. The world cannot receive him because it cannot see him or know him, but you know him because he remains with you and is in you. When I go, you will not be left alone because I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will see me no more, but you will see me, and because I live, you also will live. And when that day comes, you will know that I am in my Father and that you are in me just as I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. My Father will love those who love me, and I too will love them and reveal myself to them. Those who love me and will obey my teaching, my Father will love them, and my Father and I will come to them and live with them. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Jesus is describing life without him physically being there. Life after Easter, life after the empty tomb. What's it going to look like? And he really does a pretty good job of compressing it. If you love me, meaning that if you are in relationship with me, as you are obedient to what I have taught you, you will be empowered by the Holy Spirit. That's it, basically. If you love me, if you are in relationship with me, as you are obedient to what I have taught you and as you have seen me do, you will be empowered by the Holy Spirit. The first part of that, one, if you are in relationship with me. One question that men fear when a girlfriend asks, where is this relationship going? Generally, men kind of look down at their feet at this point. They shuffle and they clear their throat a couple of times. They don't know quite what to say. Why do women ask this question? Well, sometimes they feel as though they're not quite connected. Something's missing. Maybe the couple's not talking or they're not doing much together. The woman just doesn't feel attached. Jesus was telling them, I'm going to be attached to you. I'm going to be connected to you. Where's this relationship going? The woman may feel this way because she doesn't feel like anything is happening between the two of them. The relationship, she asks where the relationship is going because it doesn't seem to be growing. And if a relationship is not growing, is not deepening, what's it doing? It's dying. She's worried about the future of the relationship. Jesus wants this relationship with his disciples not to just stay the same, but to grow and continue in intensity in that trust. If you love me, if you love me, if you want relationship with me, where is this relationship going? Women look for some kind of commitment from their male partners. Then that commitment can be expressed by spending time together. Does he notice these things? The change in my hair, the color of the new dress. They like to feel also that they can count on one another. Last Sunday we talked about David, King David, talking about God as his rock, as his salvation. You can lean on this rock. We talked about Rock of Ages cleft for me. Jesus as one who can be relied upon. Couples want to enjoy the relationship, not just out of a sense of duty. Healthy couples share life, the good, the hard, and the sensational times. Jesus said to his disciples, if you love me, if you are in a healthy relationship with me, these things will come about. Because Jesus wants to be connected to us. We remain connected to Christ. How do we do this? In prayer. In prayer and in quiet time. That's the only way. That's the only way that we can sense that connection and that loving presence of our Savior. Christ wants us to be in this relationship with him, and he wants this relationship to be growing. And that means we got to show up for prayer time. We need to be aware of it, of what it is that Christ would have us do and how to live. We grow in our confidence as we trust ourselves to this relationship in Christ, that Jesus shares this relationship with us. The second part, if you love me, if you are in relationship with me, then be obedient to what I have taught you, what you have seen me do, and what you have heard me say. What had his disciples heard Jesus say in this time? I wonder if those people sitting around the table that day, as they were listening to Jesus, what is it that I remember specifically about Jesus? And I wonder if they don't remember when he was talking to Nicodemus. Remember what Jesus told Nicodemus? You have to be born again. You have to start over. You have to trust your life to me. And when he saw that rich man walk away, when he couldn't make that commitment to Jesus, maybe they thought about that. And then they were probably remembering when the leaders, the religious leaders, were talking to Jesus, trying to trick him, asking him, what was the most important thing? What were you supposed to do above all other things? And Jesus answered them straightforwardly, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. Pretty straightforward. In the Sermon on the Mount, they were listening. And in that sermon, he said, don't worry about what you're going to need tomorrow. Seek the kingdom of God first, and these things shall be added to you. And he said, don't judge. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then in Mark 11, he says, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them and keep forgiving. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. Those things you have seen me doing, those things that you have heard me say. And these are the signs of your commitment to the relationship to which Christ calls us. If you are in a relationship with me, and if you are obedient to what you have seen me do and what you have heard me teach, he says, then you will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to love as you have seen me love. You will be able to be a servant without grumbling. You will be able to freely give of yourself, because it is not going to be up to you alone. It's not going to be your own energy that supplies everything that you need. It's going to be this advocate, this counselor, this helper that will come alongside you, that will be within you. This is how it's going to work. You're not going to have to keep exercising your own will and your willpower. You're going to have to rely upon me and trust that indeed I am sending an advocate, a comforter, someone that will provide encouragement to you. You will experience the empowering of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also called counselor, advocate, or helper. As we conform our lives to the model of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will come alongside, bringing help and consolation, comfort and encouragement. The disciples, lo and behold, will not be orphaned. They will not have to carry on this mission of Jesus with their own resources. They have seen and heard him, and now this Holy Spirit will remind them and encourage them and do all of these things that Jesus did when he was in their physical presence. John records that Jesus promised his disciples a continuing personal friendship with him. Jamie Clark Soles emphasized that close relationship. Listen to what is said. Jesus insisted that the intimate relationship that existed between himself and God and the Spirit now also includes the believer. And in an outrageous statement, the believer not only stands admiring the Trinity, but is standing in the midst of the three, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus is inviting us as believers to stand in the midst of that Trinity. The disciples just don't have to imitate Jesus. They do, but it's not of their own volition. It is the way that Jesus follows his Father, because it is within him. We are not outsiders. We are drawn into this circle. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are surrounding us and experiencing this through the Holy Spirit. Our home is found in that relationship of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that in order for us to help, we have knowledge that we have been helped already. We have been comforted so we can be comforting to others. We have been consoled so we can console others. We have been encouraged so that we can encourage others. And if you don't believe it, listen to Jesus again. Those who love me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and my Father and I will come to them and live with them. That's an outrageous promise that is made to us. That doesn't mean anything except that we are invited into this intimate relationship, as intimate as Jesus was with his Father. He is saying that as his Father and he come to us, we will experience that same power, because it is the very Spirit and power of God. It's not up to us. It's only up to us to trust and obey. And in so doing, we will sense that encouragement of the Holy Spirit. We will feel that power of the Holy Spirit allowing us to do and to be the people that Christ has called us to be. All those things that the disciples saw Jesus do, they will be able to do, and he tells them that. And what he says, his words come alive in a way that perhaps they understood before, but now they understand and realize to their toes. Jesus wasn't saying these things to be nice. He was saying these things because they are the deepest reality of our lives. That God resides in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Christ has shown us this. God has come to us, Jesus Christ incarnate in the flesh, is the demonstration of that ultimately for us. And Jesus giving his life for us in order that we may live in him and God by the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't understand it completely, and we fail. We're not a full partner in this corporation, but we are invited to be partners. We are invited to love. If you love me, you will do what I tell you, and the Spirit will empower us all. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Let's bow in prayer. You are the light of the world. You have called us, Lord, to an impossible task, but you have given us an impossible love, an impossible love to contain. And yet it is the deepest reality of our lives, the strength that comes. Lord, as we are in this season of Easter, looking forward to Pentecost and the outpouring of your Spirit, may we know that we can trust in you and that there is nothing that separates us from your love. I pray for each person here today, and especially for someone feeling outside of that circle of love, outside of that love that you intend for each one of us. I pray that we would all be able to understand anew what it is that Jesus says is, if you love me, you will obey me, and I will come, my Father will come, the Spirit will come, and be and abide in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Let's stand and sing together. Please be invited to the gym, and please say something to Sheila anyway, okay? Even if she is embarrassed. We love her, and we're grateful for all that she's done, and we're looking forward to her ordination. And now may the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide in you now and forever. Amen. And go in peace.